the angel's two scrolls. What would you do? The Bible, which is God's revelation to us of his heaven and his universe, of the past ages and the eternity yet before us all, of man's creation and of man's salvation, of what we need in this life and the life to come. That book tells us of God's servants. He has myriads of angels, and these are his ministers to go on his errands. Sometimes he sends an angel to foretell a marvelous event about to happen, as he sent one to Mary to tell of the birth of his son, Jesus Christ. Sometimes he sends an angel to unfold the fall of a world empire doomed by God. To be visited by an angel direct from the throne of God in heaven was to most a very terrifying experience. You can be sure they gave him their full attention. You would, wouldn't you? Let us see. I would suppose that you are all alone, whether in a house or in a prison cell, whether dozing in sleep or planning your next deed of sin, and suddenly an angel appears in the light and glory of heaven. You are stunned. You cannot gaze on such light. Yet in his hand you see a scroll. It's a massive thing, and as the angel holds it up to you, you see your very name engraven on it. Now, not in curiosity, but in solemn concern, you humbly ask, "What is that?" And with my very name on it. He answers, "I have brought this to show you the record God has of your life. These are your sins." Then he opens it and reads. You are too ashamed to look up. But as he reads slowly one by one, your memory awakens and your conscience gives you a fit. Page after page is turned, each one getting more vivid to your memory. And yet he has only started that huge scroll. Finally, you can stand it no longer, and you cry out, "I just cannot stand this any longer. It'll drive me crazy. Please stop." Then the angel brings out a book, and from it he reads, "For all these things God will bring thee into judgment. What wilt thou say when he shall punish thee?" He tells you that your sins have been against yourself. You have ruined yourself from being what God made you to be. And your sins have been against others, bringing distress and shame to them. But first and most, all your sins have been against God. You have broken his law and gone your own way in sin. You have used his mercies on your own lust as a prodigal. God's long-suffering you have spurned, and now God's patience has run out with you. And the decree of God, in whose hand your breath is about to be uttered, "Thou shalt die and not live." With this, the angel gathers up all and is gone. Now I ask you, what would you do? Will you run out into the woods and cry in great misery, "What shall I do? What can I do?" At this, the devil would tighten his hold on you and tell you, "It's too late, and you must go all the way with him." But hearken, a voice is heard, "Repent, that your sins may be blotted out." And another voice brings a heavenly message. "Now God commands all men everywhere to repent." And then comes a voice that speaks with the very finality of God himself. "I tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all perish." In this, God has set before you what you must do and you can do. Bear well in mind that the God of heaven has never forgiven an unrepentant man yet, and he never will. For you it is, repent or perish in your sins. At this point, will you fall on your knees, yea, put your face in the very dust, and cry mightily unto God, "O God, I will repent. I beg thee to be merciful to me, the sinner. I'm ashamed of all my wicked sins. I'm verily guilty, for they're all my sins. I deserve thy full judgment. O God, I need thy mercy." Then there is silence. Will the great God of heaven take notice of me? Will he? God is searching the world over from north to south and east to west to find one repentant sinner. Then comes the answer. To show you mercy, someone must take your place and bear your sins and receive the full judgment those sins deserve. And I have provided that Savior for you. He is my beloved Son, Jesus Christ. If you will entrust yourself to him and obey him, then for his sake I can be merciful to you. Then there is a voice, a voice of divine authority, yet with a tender human accent. He is Jesus, the Lord Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I came to seek and to save the lost. On Calvary's cross I bore the sins of every repentant sinner, and I suffered, oh, how I suffered for those sins. There I finished the work of salvation, and my God and my Father declared its perfection by raising me from the dead and enthroning me as Lord and Christ, as Prince and Savior at his own right hand. Repentant sinner, look unto me and be saved, for I am God and there's none else. Now, what will you do? Will you respond? Lord Jesus, I do look to thee alone to be my Lord and my Savior, and I will trust and obey thee. With this expression of faith in him, you will feel the nearness and the tenderness of God's Son and cry out, Jesus is mine and I'm his forever. Praise God. But look, the angel returns and you recognize that awful scroll in his hand. But what is that written over the entire cover? You read, paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, my Son. Tears of wonder and gratitude now fall fast. Then you burst into singing, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left its crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. At this point, you ask the angel what you should do now. He replies, go and sin no more, but live your life for the Lord Jesus Christ, so others will see what he has done for you, and in this you will show him how truly thankful you are to him. With these words, he brings out another big scroll, and with your name on it, too. He explains how God will now write in this scroll whatever you do to please God. And to live that life, God has now given you his Holy Spirit to dwell in you and be with you every day. You must learn to commune with him and let him control and guide your entire life. What he leads you to do, he will enable you to do it. So never doubt or draw back, but just obey him, and he will make your life a miracle. It will so please God day by day that the pages of this scroll will fill fast. May it outnumber the pages of that awful scroll. With this, the angel departs. I am not an angel, but I am a man of God, and I bring to you this message from the very presence of the living God in heaven, as the Holy Spirit has given it to me. Neighbor of mine, you must now answer the question, what shall I do? Remember, now is the time. Soon it will be too late forever, and nothing can ever be done about it. This is your day. Make it the day of salvation and real transformation in your life. Amen. I am assured that in heaven I shall meet many to whom my God has so blessed this his message. To God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be all the glory now and forever. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.